Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
What's up? I didn't think of anything to call you guys.
You're a booger
That's
picker.
Okay.
Butt sniffers?
Oh, okay. That works.
Hey, why not? Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, girl. Hey. Busy weekend for everybody, it sounds like.
Oh, yeah.
It was fun.
We're all out and about.
So many things.
Knickknack left the house on Saturday morning at like 8 a.m., and we didn't get home until, at least she didn't, until 10 o'clock that night, 9 o'clock that night. Like, not home at all the entire day. It was
nuts. It's a busy day.
And then most of Sunday, we were gone, too. Just full of kids' crap. I'm going to tell you guys about Reed's Craft Fair. Coming up at 8 o'clock today, and how much that little man raked in.
Did it go well
with his 3D printing? It went well.
Good.
It went really well.
That's got to be so exciting for him. I mean,
he
at that age,
he was counting his money still last night. Last night he was counting his money. Do I have a picture of the table? No, I don't think I do.
Gosh, I was born in the wrong era.
I know.
Like, I know.
Got nothing for those friendship bracelets I made back in the day. Like,
I know.
Here,
right?
50 cents. I will give you this bracelet.
Let's just say he made so much money. I'm like, huh, wonder if I should be craft fairing on the weekends.
Yeah.
You're not as cute as he is, though. So
that's part of it.
I don't know if they'll come up to you.
Absolutely part of it.
Yeah.
The second thing I want to tell you guys about, did I send you, I sent you this one, right? The
My
burritos.
Mouth was watering.
Did I send you the picture of the pancakes?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah,
I don't
looks
think
tasty.
I have any. Well, then there was this one, too. It was some sort of meat product with whatever.
I'm hungry. so good.
So we made our way on Saturday. That night, we were out and about in the Wheat Ridge area, and we went down to that Apple Ridge Cafe that we had been talking about on the show because they put up the thing, the big flyers on the doors, and they were on Channel 9 about how they're not letting the kids in.
The high school
the
kids
riff
and middle
raff.
Schools.
Yes,
yep.
The
yep.
riffraff coming in because they're causing disruptions to the restaurant, and they're bending, you know, knives and forks and all
yeah.
that.
Without
and
parents, they're
yes!
not letting them in. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So anyway, we were talking about it, and we started looking at the pictures online of this restaurant last week. And I was like, "Damn, I got to go to the Apple Ridge Cafe."
Uh-huh.
So we went after the basketball game on Saturday night. Damn, you guys! Like
worth
old
it?
School, like dinery food, ooey gooey, cheesy, buttery,
yummy.
We had the breakfast for dinner.
And how peaceful was it?
It was so peaceful. No joke.
No loud noises.
So we had there were six of us there at the table, and like you across the aisle, it was like elderly couple, elderly couple, elderly couple.
Isn't that so,
so
cute?
It was so cute, first of all, and so quiet.
I yeah. love the diners. Oh.
I caught myself a few times watching them chew.
Well,
elderly
case,
people chew a lot.
Just in case.
No,
well,
just,
you got to get those 23 chews in to get the food
there's
soft
something
enough.
Unsettling yeah. about watching the elderly eat, but
they kind of chew like.
Well, a lot of them, it's
like,
not their
there.
Original teeth. So
right.
Take,
well, then it's like
you know,
a lot of after they swallow the food down, there's still chewing going on. And I'm like,
oh. No.
What else are you chewing?
I don't know. Right? And I caught myself a couple times. Oh, I'm going to get caught because I'm staring at that man who is.
They can't
still
see past their cataracts. Yeah.
Chewing.
They're
I'm
just
like,
getting their teeth back in place at that point. That's what it is.
Like, got to readjust. I look over 5 minutes later, still no bites. Still chewing. And this one little old lady, bless her heart, she had something cheesy, and every time she would take a bite, the cheese would string out from her mouth onto the fork, and then it would drop, and then it would hang there on her
oh.
chin. And it happened like 6 or 7 times, and she didn't know, so she was...
Oh, God.
Look, man, they're just enjoying their meal.
Hey, you know, it was like, I'm going to be there someday, too.
Yeah.
You've got about 5 years left,
they
buddy.
They were enjoying their meal, and this cheese was hanging, and there was chewing going on, and I was like, oh, my God. Anyway.
I'm glad you had fun.
Bless their hearts. Bless their hearts.
They're the ones with coffee at 8 p.m. Yeah.
Dude, I had a cup of coffee.
Did you? Oh, no.
Well, I'm ordering breakfast. I had the breakfast burrito.
Right.
And it
You're
was
right.
like 6:30 at night when we finally got there. And I was like, I'm going to have a cup of coffee. I'm tired.
Oh, my gosh.
So I had my breakfast burrito and a cup of coffee. Watching the elderly eat.
How'd you sleep? How'd you sleep on Saturday?
Oh, it's fine.
Okay.
It doesn't affect me, but yeah, anyway.
That's so funny.
Yeah, anyway.
I'm glad you went there, though, because we
too,
wanted
Katie.
To check it out. So,
your
glad.
Pictures made me want the food.
Yeah.
I mean, it looks so dang
food
good.
Food looks so good.
Anyway. While I was doing that, you were out helping save lives this weekend.
Oh, I was.
You?
Yeah. I want to give a shout out to the American Cancer Society with their Making Strides Against Breast Cancer Walk. We were out at Tivoli Quad yesterday, bright and early, and a beautiful day for a walk. And there were so many people out there. And what I love about those events is everyone's wearing the same color. You're all united for one cause. And it really was yesterday, that specific walk, is to celebrate the survivors, the caregivers, everyone who has a part in the breast cancer journey, because there is so much that's involved in it, not just for the person who's diagnosed, but everyone who is a part of that person's life. So yesterday was really a day where we could come together and celebrate all those people. And I want to give a shout out to Holly and Levi. Now, we've met Levi before. I believe he actually won one of our kid joke contests, but they came up to me at the event yesterday. And Levi, I guess, like, they were there for Holly's mother-in-law, who got a diagnosis about 5 years ago, and she is now in remission and living healthy, and they were very excited. But they saw me, and Levi ran up, and he's like, I saw you up here on a mic, and I had to come say hi to you. And I was like, oh, Levi, you're so cute. And I was like, I'm so glad I got to see you. And he's like, Katie, I'm glad I got to see you too. Like, aww, Levi's really all cute. Of seven. So it was so cute for him to be just very excited to see me. So shout out to Holly and Levi and the family for saying what's up. But yeah, I love being a part of those things, because it's one thing for us to be behind a microphone and talk about it. It helps a lot of people just to be able to discuss those things. But when people come and share their stories of going through something like that, you never know who you're going to help. So when you have all those stories and all those people together, you can just feel the positiveness of it all. And I just, even today, it just filled my bucket, and I just feel like I'm exuding rainbows today, because it made me feel that good. So again, American Cancer Society, Making Strides Colorado. If you can give back, they're accepting donations throughout the whole year to go towards this specific tally. But Making Strides Colorado is what you can search, and the American Cancer Society is who puts it on. But
nice.
Yeah, just
well, thank
shout
you for
out
doing
to
that.
Everyone who came out yesterday. It was amazing.
And I feel like that's such a positive story too, because of all the positive like people beating it. And getting in remission and everything.
Yes.
It's such an uplifting feeling, you know?
Yeah,
because there's so much negativity around that and everything with the cancer. But, like, the positive stories and uplifting things of, like, you can get through this and make it past. Like, that's really, really cool.
And so many women deal with it. Like, a staggering stat I heard yesterday is 1 in 8 women deal with a breast cancer diagnosis, whether it's invasive or non-invasive. But any diagnosis is a hard one, so we want to make that none in eight, and that's what we're working towards. But yeah, just a great event yesterday, and again, thank you to everyone who showed out and showed your support. So
I reposted your little video on our Facebook, so
thank
you.
It was a day of celebration, so we really wanted to put that out there. So,
nice. Well, thank you for doing that.
Of course.
Josh, did you get drunk this weekend and sleep with random women?
Round it out for us, buddy.
No. I think we got traffic. Right?
And there's Josh's recap from his weekend. No, you did send us a picture, though, of like a bucket of beers or something, didn't you?
Yeah, that was a little altitude event thing that I made a stop by. It was fun. Yeah, it was.
What was it for?
Sports. You don't. It was sports. Sports stuff.
Which sport?
Was there a game?
College football.
Oh,
it was fun. College football. Hey, CSU and CU won. I know everybody else cares. It was a good sports week.
Yeah.
Really good sports
week. Absolutely. Broncos I didn't watch 1 second of the Broncos game. You know what
you
I did?
You missed nothing.
You know what I did?
What'd you do?
I went to Costco during the Broncos game.
I wish I would have joined you. That was one of the worst football games I've ever seen.
Really? Do you have like, a big Bo Nix news coming up in the hype?
We do. Big, huge Bo Nix news, and he played like he was distracted.
He scored a touchdown, I'll tell you that much.
Oh, gosh.
That's the big news. That'll be coming up later.